Let us now look at the other area of creative output in ads, design or illustration. Imagine a well-written ad whose presentation makes it appear to be a disaster. Good copywriting is important, but so is good presentation. It is the copywriter's job to pick the right words for an ad, and the art director's job is to find the right design. There are two main areas in the ad's design: layout and artwork. Layout. A layout is a blueprint of how the ad will appear in its final form. In starting the layout, the designer first makes out basic or thumbnail sketches. These can be the result of group sessions or can be designed by one designer. The second stage is the rough layout. The rough layout contains more detail and is larger than the sketch. It is usually the actual size in which the ad will appear. The third and final stage is the mechanical layout. Both the type, for example the copy and the photographic proof, will be laid out on the page. Layouts for TV ads are done in the form of storyboards. Storyboards include the significant action frames for the ad as well as the copy. Many storyboards also include camera and acting directions. Principles which must be observed in layouts are balance, where arrangement and size of the copy relative to the picture is important. Movement, where the movement of the consumer's attention must be arranged in the ad. Proportion. For example, if all elements of the ad are of equal size, the ad will have little visual effect. And contrast, which is used to make the important elements of the ad stand out. Along with the layout, the artwork is also essential to the ad. The artwork has various different roles. It can be used to show the product itself, to show the product in use, to show specific product features, and can also be used to create a feeling of action. There are many types of artwork used. A photograph, for example, can give realism and believability to an ad. An unusual photo is a good attention getter. A line drawing can be used to illustrate a product benefit in a forceful manner. Industrial ads often use diagrams as part of the advertising message. Color is also an important factor. Color has cost disadvantages over black and white, but color ads attract extra attention. Each color has a psychological effect on the reader or viewer, and depending on the type of product or ad, colors should be chosen accordingly. Black and white ads are useful if the ad is designed to be a news story type of ad, or very stylish and artistic as well. All aspects of the artwork should be studied carefully along with the layout, so that the USP can be presented to the target market in the best way. The next stage after creative output in the advertising campaign is the production stage. Production is not generally carried out by the advertisers themselves and is usually contracted out to printers or radio and TV production crews. At this stage, the advertiser is still calling the shots, but only as a client. If the ad campaign has been well thought out, the production process is only a matter of providing the producer with the appropriate directions.